To tell you the truth, John, he said, I've pretty much blocked the rest of the conversation I had with Special Forces out of my head. Oh, yeah. I've scrubbed it from my mind. I walked away. I left with my tail between my legs. He paused and looked at the wall. You know, he said, I really thought they were great ideas. I still do. I just haven't figured out how my space can fit through that space. I simply kept bumping my nose. Couldn't is the wrong word. I never got myself to the right state of mind. He sighed. If you really want to know, it's a disappointment. Same with the levitation. Some nights in Arlington, Virginia, after the general's first wife, Geraldine, had gone to bed, he would lie down on his living room carpet and try to levitate. And I failed totally. I could not get my fat ass off the ground, excuse my language. But I still think they were great ideas. And do you know why? Why? I asked. Because you cannot afford to get stale in the intelligence world, he said. You cannot afford to miss something. You don't believe that? Take a look at terrorists who went to flying schools to learn how to take off, but not how to land. And where did that information get lost? You cannot afford to miss something when you're talking about the intelligence world. There was something about the general's trip to Fort Bragg that neither of us knew the day we met. It was a piece of information that would soon lead me into what must be among the most whacked-out corners of George W. Bush's war on terror. What the general didn't know, what special forces kept secret from him, was that they actually considered his ideas to be excellent ones. Furthermore, as he proposed his clandestine animal heartbursting program, and they told him that they didn't have access to animals, they were concealing the fact that there were 100 goats in a shed just a few yards down the road. The existence of these 100 goats was known only to a select few Special Forces insiders. The covert nature of the goats was helped by the fact that they had been debleated. They were just standing there, their mouths opening and closing, with no bleat coming out. Many of them also had their legs in plaster. This is the story of those goats.